بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Allah Almighty created the angels from light for His obedience. Among them are those who pray and those who glorify Him. Allah Almighty said, And those near Him are not prevented by arrogance from His worship, nor do they tire. They exalt Him night and day and do not slacken. He Almighty designated some angels for tasks related to the children of Adam. Among them are the honorable scribes recording deeds. There are those who seek out the gatherings of remembrance of Allah. And there are those who stand at the doors of the masjids on Fridays, recording the attendees in their order of arrival. The angels, peace be upon them, are constantly obedient to Allah Almighty, spared from error and disobedience. Allah Almighty said, They do not disobey Allah in what He commands them, but they do what they are commanded. Since angels, peace be upon them, are obedient to Allah Almighty, they love humans who are obedient to Allah Almighty, honor them, supplicate for them, and give them glad tidings upon their passing with what Allah Almighty has prepared for them. Allah Almighty said, The ones whom the angels take in death, being good and pure, the angels will say, Peace be upon you, enter paradise for what you used to do. The angels will receive them on the day of resurrection, at the gates of paradise, welcoming them and congratulating them on their places in paradise. Allah Almighty said, But those who feared their Lord will be driven to paradise in groups until, when they reach it while its gates have been opened and its keepers say, Peace be upon you, you have become pure, so enter it, to abide eternally therein, they will enter. And in other verse, And the angels will enter upon them from every gate, saying, Peace be upon you for what you patiently endured, and excellent is the final home. This is only due to the angels' love for them. The driver for that love is Iman, and obedience of Allah Almighty, which brought together the angels and the righteous among humans. Indeed, the angels, peace be upon them, were honored by Allah Almighty in this world with the highest of stations, entrusted with the noblest of tasks. It is enough an honor for them to be close to Allah Almighty in the highest kingdom. They constantly worship, obey, and glorify Him Almighty. Despite this great honor and high rank, the angels, peace be upon them, out of their love for the believers, their allegiance to them, their closeness to them, seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty for the believers. They supplicate to Him the Exalted to forgive and have mercy upon them, to spare them from the causes of His wrath, and to admit them into His paradise. What a privilege it is for the believers, and what a status they have before Allah Almighty. When He, the Exalted, appoints His closest angels to supplicate and seek forgiveness for them, and even supplicate for their parents, spouses, and offspring to join them, how magnificent is Iman that granted them this lofty status. Allah Almighty said, Those angels who carry the throne and those around it exalt Allah with praise of their Lord and believe in Him and ask for forgiveness for those who have believed, saying, Our Lord, You have encompassed all things in mercy and knowledge, so forgive those who have repented and followed Your way, and protect them from the punishment of hellfire. Our Lord, and admit them to gardens of perpetual residence, which You have promised them, and whoever was righteous among their forefathers, their spouses, and their offspring. Indeed, it is You who is exalted in might, the wise, and protect them from the evil consequences of their deeds. And He whom You protect from evil consequences that day, You will have given him mercy, and that is the great attainment. Reflect upon this great supplication by those who carry the throne and those around it for the believers, and what it encompasses of profound meanings. They, peace be upon them, ask Allah Almighty for forgiveness for the believers, protection from hell, safeguarding them from its causes such as committing sins. And they ask Allah Almighty for paradise for the believers, and for the righteous among their parents, spouses, and offspring. These noble angels who seek forgiveness for the believers are not just any angels, but rather they are the bearers of the throne and those around it, the closest of angels to Allah Almighty. They have no sins at all, and they're seeking forgiveness for the believers, and their supplications for them are in the unseen. And the believers would not know about that if Allah Almighty had not informed them. How fortunate are the believers when the bearers of the throne supplicate and ask forgiveness for them. The bond that connects the bearers of the throne and those around it with the children of Adam on earth, to the point that they invoke this great supplication for them, is the bond of Iman in Allah Exalted. Allah Almighty described the angels as believers and believe in Him. Allah Almighty described the angels as having Iman, and Allah Almighty said about the angels asking forgiveness for the children of Adam and seek forgiveness for those who believe. For Allah Almighty also described them as having Iman. This indicates that the bond between them is Iman, which is the greatest bond. So recognize the grace of Allah Almighty upon you for having guided you to Iman, and appreciate this great blessing as it deserves. Be grateful to Allah Almighty for it and act in accordance with its requirements. And in another verse, Allah Almighty informed us of the angel's supplication for the forgiveness for his believing servants. The heavens almost break above them, and the angels exalt Allah with praise of their Lord and ask forgiveness for those on earth. Unquestionably, it is Allah who is forgiving the merciful. Scholars have mentioned that part of the wisdom of the angels, peace be upon them, asking forgiveness often for the believers, is their awareness of the shortcomings and breaches that occur in the believers' acts of worship along with what they commit of sins. Since supplicating for the believers and seeking forgiveness for them is one of the characteristics and habits of the angels, peace be upon them, they say Ameen to the supplication that a believer makes for his brother in his absence. Abu Darda, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever supplicates for his brother in his absence, the angel assigned to him says Ameen, and for you the same. Given this is the case, for the angels, peace be upon them, loving the believers, having allegiance to them, being close and concerned for them to the extent that they supplicate for them, it is fitting for the believers to emulate them by showing mutual love and concern for each other, and supplicate for one another, for it is the bond of faith that connects the righteous servants of Allah under and around the throne with the believers on earth, despite their vast differences in natures and locations. This should indeed bond the believers among humans who are of the same species and in the same realm. Allah Almighty says, the believers are but brothers. So, O believers, be to your brothers as the close angels are to you in love, allegiance, counsel, concern, and supplications. Indeed, the close angels, peace be upon them, seek forgiveness for all believers and supplicate for them. There are righteous deeds that draw the supplication of the angels for the believers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guided his community to those righteous deeds, so that they may hasten to them and receive the supplications of the angels. Among these righteous deeds is staying in the place of prayer before and after the prayer. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the angels invoke blessings upon one of you as long as he stays in his place of prayer, as long as he does not break his wudu. They say, O Allah, forgive him, O Allah, have mercy on him. It has been narrated in several hadiths that Allah and his angels invoke blessings upon those who complete the rows of prayer, those in the first row, those who eat suhoor for fasting, and whoever visits a sick person in the morning, 70,000 angels invoke blessings upon them until the evening, and whoever visits in the evening, 70,000 angels invoke blessings upon them until the morning. Whoever sleeps in a state of purity, an angel is assigned to seek forgiveness for them all night. As Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, purify these bodies and Allah will purify you, for there is no servant who sleeps in purity except that an angel stays with him. Every time he turns over at night, the angel says, O Allah, forgive your servant, for he went to bed in a state of purity. One of the reasons for inviting the mercy of the angels, peace be upon them, is for a Muslim to have mercy upon others. And the angels' mercy upon someone is a reason for them seeking forgiveness and supplicating for them. As stated in the hadith, show mercy to those on earth, and the one in heaven will show mercy on you. And in another wording, show mercy to those on earth, the ones in heaven will show mercy to you. And the ones in heaven are the angels, as explained by the commentators of the hadith. All of these are great doors of goodness. Whoever enters all of them has greatest share of the angels supplicating and seeking forgiveness for them. And whoever implements some of them, the angels supplicate and seek forgiveness for them in accordance to what they realized. And whoever neglects all of them has deprived themselves of much good. We ask Allah Almighty to increase us in Iman and shower us with His mercy. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.